This episode of SGHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home.
Welcome to an all-new episode of SGHL Insider on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. And we have a busy show to get you all caught up on everything so far this week in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. An extremely busy weekend ahead. We talk about it all the time, how busy the weekend is, usually with games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This weekend, I truly do mean it. 13 games on the docket between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so lots to get into. We're also going to be joined by the voice of the LaRonge Ice Wolves, Braden Malmesbury, get his thoughts on a very busy week last week for the Ice Wolves and an important week this weekend if the team wants to get back into the playoff race. But before we get into the nitty-gritty, we have to give a big shout out to all of our great sponsors in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. Of course, UPL is our presenting sponsor for SJHL Insider, SJHL Weekly, all of our great programming for the SJHL. So a big thank you to UPL for all the great support that UPL has done for us here at the SJHL. And of course, all of our other great sponsors, Borgo, Cantera Seeds, Capital Auto Mall, Chevrolet, Great Western, Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGEU, SGI. Thank you so much for your support, because without your support, these shows would not be possible. Time to bring in our co-host, Clark Monroe. Clark, how are we doing today? Clark? How are we doing, Clark? That's right. Clark's not here. Clark's not here today. He took the day off to go see his beloved Toronto Maple Leaf. So it is I, just solo today. I haven't done this often. Usually this is Clark's one job of the show. We throw it to our opening segment, which would be the hat trick. There it is. Oh, that was. He makes it so dramatic, and it was as easy as that. All right. First part of the hat trick is the recap for Tuesday and Wednesday. So let's take a look at Tuesday night. Three games on the schedule in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. And funny enough, two of the three of these games were neutral site games. Of course, Weyburn and Notre Dame played in Assiniboia. Kindersley-Estevan was in Rosetown. And a bunch of thrilling action from Tuesday. Melville with a comeback win over the Humboldt Broncos, winning 6-5 in overtime. Weyburn with two goals in the third period, knocking off the Hounds 5-3. And then Kindersley scoring in the final minute to tie the game against Estevan and then ultimately winning it in overtime, 5-4 over the Estevan Bruins. And then last night, a pair of games on the schedule. It was the Battlefords North Stars. They just continue to roll. They are red hot as of right now. A 5-3 win over the Estevan Bruins. And then the Flin Flon Bombers playing their first game in about a week and a half. And of course, their last game was that loss to the Melfort Mustangs. They get back in the win column with a 4-1 win over the Nipawin Hawks. And of course, that game was supposed to be played last Friday, got postponed due to the extremely cold weather. And as a result, it was rescheduled for Wednesday, and Flin Flon picking up a big 4-1 win over the Nipawin Hawks. And to kind of just put a bow, I guess, on Tuesday and Wednesday in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, a huge 2 points for the Melville Millionaires. And Melville has quietly won four games in a row. And as a result, they currently sit at the top of the Viterra division. They currently sit in fifth place in the SJHL standings. We'll get to that in just a second. But a huge win at home against the Humboldt Broncos. And Clark and I were texting about it after Melville came back to win that game. If the Melville Millionaires make the playoffs, that is going to be a team that I don't think any of those top four teams are going to want to play. They've beaten Humboldt a couple times this year. They have beaten Melfort a couple of times this year. They've beaten Battleford a couple of times this year. And of course, two of the four losses of the Flin Flon Bombers have been to the Melville Millionaires. So a big win for Melville at home on Tuesday. They have a big week ahead with games on Friday and Saturday, which we'll talk about later on in the show. Also a big comeback win for Kindersley playing at the Banner Barn in Rosetown. A comeback 5-4 win over the Estevan Bruins, a team that they're battling with in the SJHL standings, of course. But for Kindersley, one of the things for them in that big race in the SJHL standings is the fact that they've played more games than a bunch of the teams that they're in a race with. And to get the 2 points over the Estevan Bruins was huge for them. And, of course, for Battleford, the other team I want to briefly talk about when it comes to the recap, they just continue to find ways to win. They have points in 12 straight games, 10-0-2 in their last 12. And they continue to roll. And right now, they sit alone in second place in the SJHL standings. And that will move to our second point of the hat trick, that being the SJHL standings. So let's pull them up on the board right now. Of course, the Flin Flon Bombers sit in first place in the SJHL standings with a 32-2 record. Good for 62 points. But the big two things we always talk about with these standings, 2 through 4, what a race, separated by 3 points. Obviously, Melfort has played a few more games than both the North Stars and the Broncos. Worth mentioning, Battleford and Humboldt are going to play a home-and-home this weekend. So a big home-and-home set between those two clubs. And then, of course, look at that race between 5 and 9, only separated by 2 points. Then you throw in the Yorkton Terriers and the LaRange Ice Wolves, who are definitely not out of it as of yet. The Yorkton Terriers only 5 points back of a playoff spot, and LaRange only 6 points back. So lots to be determined, obviously, down the stretch. It's probably going to come down to the last weekend of the season when it comes to the SJHL standings and probably figuring out who is going to get those last couple of playoff spots. And the final point of the hat trick, it's similar to the standings, but it's actually the Kidsport Cup standings. We haven't talked about that in a while. It's been just over a month since we did the last Kidsport Cup update. So let's put that up on the board as of right now. And of course, if you're not familiar with the Kidsport Cup, it involves all 11 of the teams based in Saskatchewan in the SJHL. And of course, $20 from every home goal scored this season, up to $20,000, will be donated to Kidsport. So as of right now, going into this weekend, the Melfort Mustangs currently sit in first place. You might recall last year during the Kidsport Cup, it was a runaway for the Battleford North Stars because they had such an amazing season. But this year, it is tight near the top of the standings. Of course, Melfort, 91 goals for. Battleford and Humboldt, not too far behind them, but they have games in hand, as, of course, Melfort has played the most home games out of these 11 teams in the SJHL standings. And you can see the goals for on the right, as well as the games played. But if you add them all up, goals for going into this weekend, 745 goals scored, which means $14,900 has been raised for Kidsport so far this year. Finally, of course, last year, the 1,000th goal was scored around mid to late February. I think it was the third week of February. It looks like it's going to be right on track for that. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. And once Clark returns, not Flamingo Clark, but once Clark returns, we will get his prediction of when that 1,000th goal might be scored. And we'll get our predictions throughout that as well on SJHL Weekly with Jamie and Rory as well. But it's now time to go to the video chat line where we are pleased to be joined by our guest, the play-by-play voice of the LaRange Ice Wolves, Mr. Braden Malmesbury. Braden, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. How's it going?
It's going well, Jeremy. Can you hear me fine?
I hear you. I hear you crystal clear. I just want to comment on that's a very nice Dwayne The Rock Johnson shirt you have on right now.
Yeah, I wore it in hopes that you would be wearing the same shirt.
And the scary thing was I almost did. So I'm really glad I didn't, because that would have been very awkward.
Yeah, you texted me a few weeks ago saying you had the same
shirt. I did.
I figured that I'd see if we could get the matching outfits going today.
That would have been a good coincidence for sure. All right, let's talk a little bit about some hockey. Of course, last week, you were on the road. You were very busy. 4 games in five nights, a split for the LaRange Ice Wolves. How do you think the Wolves played during that road trip?
Well, I think anytime you can go on these 4-5 road trips and go 500, you know, you're going to be putting yourself in a good position considering how tough those road trips are. They're quite the against the Hounds on a tough loss the next night in Estevan in a game I thought the Ice Wolves played good enough to win, but unfortunately did not find a way to beat Cam Hrdlicka more than once in that one. And then they went into Weyburn. I thought it was maybe their best 60 minutes of the season, a pretty complete effort as they beat the Wings 5-2. And then they wrapped it up four games in five nights. Saturday in Estevan, a 5-2 loss. I thought the first two periods weren't great for the Wolves, but they found a way to get a couple in the third, but it was just too little too late for LaRange at the end of that road trip. But overall, I'm sure they have to be happy with a couple of wins, but you know, it's late in the season. They will get three on that southern swing.
For sure. I have to ask you this, and this will be probably a tough question to answer just because you're obviously around the team every day, but you know, going into this weekend, 6 points back of a playoff spot, what's the vibe around the team going into this weekend and with 18 games remaining? Like, is there still lots of faith that they could potentially go on a run and get into a playoff spot?
And talking with the players just around the rink and during my interviews, the team still believes they can be a playoff team. And I guess the good news for the Ice Wolves, they still have a lot of games against teams they're chasing. Still have to play Weyburn three more times, Melville four times, and then some divisional games sprinkled in as a few against Melford, who they beat a few weeks ago now, Mel Hagland Uniplex. So that's a team they've had some success against. But yeah, certainly the team still believes at the end of the regular season they can be a playoff club, but it's going to be tough. Realistically, I think they have to win at least 12 to give themselves a puncher's chance to get into the dance.
For sure. I know one thing you and I had talked about at the beginning of the season was, you know, during the struggles was goaltender Topher Chirico struggling at the beginning of the year. But as of late, it seems like he's really found his game. Obviously, this past week, he was named SaskTel Goalie of the Week during that 4-game and 5-night road trip. What have you seen from his game as he's, I guess, bounced back a little bit here in the second half of the year?
Yeah, he would likely tell you himself that he didn't have the start to the season he wanted, but he looks really calm and poised in the net. You know, I would say that his economy of movement has been great here, especially on that road trip. He started the first three games, and I was wondering if maybe he was going to get the start for the fourth game in Estevan just because he played so well in Weyburn, and then he obviously got the win in Notre Dame and played pretty well on Wednesday in Estevan, but he looks pretty confident in the net here, and they're going to have to lean on him to probably steal a few games or two here down the stretch.
No doubt about it. Tomorrow night, a big one at the Mel. The LaRange Ice Wolves take on the Yorkton Terriers, a team that is only 1 point ahead of the Ice Wolves, and obviously both teams looking to kind of get back into the playoff mix. What do you expect from that matchup tomorrow night?
Well, I don't think it's going to be an easy test. Yorkton has shaken things up with the addition of Coyle and a few other players that they brought in. They won five of their last eight games, and it always seems to be a tight one when these two teams hook up. So I think the Ice Wolves are going to have to be at their best to have some success as Yorkton starts a big road trip through northern Saskatchewan and Manitoba, but it's always fun when these two clubs meet up. A lot of history between these two teams as the Ice Wolves won their two championships against Yorkton, but I'm expecting a different looking Yorkton club, and the Ice Wolves will have to be ready to go for that one. They had a big lead in their last game against Yorkton and hung on for what I believe was a 6-4 victory at the Mel Hagland Uniplex a bit before the Christmas break there.
For sure. Now, also this weekend, obviously, it's not just the one game for the LaRange Ice Wolves, but Saturday, really cool because obviously the Ice Wolves, it's a very important game. The Ice Wolves are going to be taking on the Nipawin Hawks, but The Ice Wolves get to be a part of Hockey Day in Saskatchewan with a game in Kanistano. I guess just how excited for both yourself and the organization to be a part of, you know, a big day across the province and to be a part of a big event taking place in Kanistano.
Yeah, it should be good. Neutral site games are always interesting for the players, who a lot of them probably haven't played in Kanistano. Some of the Saskatchewan guys have probably played in that rink before, but it's always good for the league and the teams to get some exposure in a different market. Obviously, Kanistano should be familiar with the SJHL. Melfort, not too far away, but everyone's looking forward to that. And I know talking with some of the organizers in Kanistano, they're excited for the weekend and a lot of things on tap for the hockey fans and in that community.
I was going to ask, do you know how's the broadcast booth set up for yourself and Clark Stork in Kanistano? That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, I actually have done a game there before. I want to say it was at least 2016 or 17 against Melfort. It's kind of a corner booth. You're glassed in, so we should be warm, but we might be very close to each other. So we're going to have a screaming match to see who can be louder.
Perfect. Just the way we like it. We just want to hear, you know, both of your guys' voices just bleeding into each other's broadcast. Now, final question, and it's not even from me, Malls. It's from Clark, because his New Year's resolution this year was to ask a question on SJHL's Insider for each guest that we have. Now, he's not here. He went to go watch his beloved Toronto Maple Leafs play tonight. But he did send me a question for you to ask. And that question is, when was the last time you have been on a riverboat?
A riverboat.
When was the last time you were on a riverboat?
I would suggest to you that it would be a few weeks ago when I was at Disneyland on the Jungle Cruise.
There you go. So it was recent. That's perfect. There you go. Frequent goer of riverboats, Braden Malsbury. Well, Malls, thanks so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Have a great couple of calls this weekend, and hopefully you and Clark Stork can stay warm in Kanistano.
Yeah, look, thanks for having me, and looking forward to the weekend.
All right, that is the play-by-play voice of the LaRange Ice Wolves, Braden Malsbury. And, of course, like Malls mentioned and we mentioned during the standings portion of the SJHL Insider, that's a big game. That's a really big game Friday between Yorkton and LaRange. Of course, those two teams are only separated by a point in the standings. Yorkton 5 points back of a playoff spot, LaRange 6 points back of a playoff spot. So two very, very valuable points on the line Friday at the Mel. So let's take a look at the weekend. I teased it earlier. A massive weekend in the SJHL when it comes to games on the schedule. 13 total. So let's start with Friday. 5 games on tap. The Melville Millionaires look for their 5th straight win as they head to the Centennial Arena in Nipawin to take on the Hawks. Of course, these two teams met this past Sunday in Melville, and it was the Millionaires with a 4-2 win. So Nipawin looking to try and get some revenge and also get back in the win column, because they've lost 2 straight. They're 3-5-1-1 in their last 10. And again, they're right in that mix with those teams battling from 5-9 right now in the playoffs, and they've played the most amount of games. So a big game at the cage in Nipawin. Kindersley and Weyburn will lock up at Crescent Point Place. Weyburn snapped their losing skid on Tuesday in that neutral site game, and Kindersley got that big win on their neutral site game on Tuesday as well. This game will actually kick off 3 games and 3 nights for Kindersley. Estevan's home to Melfort's, as that'll kick off 2 games between the Mustangs and the Bruins at Affinity Place. There's that matchup between Yorkton and LaRange that I touched on earlier. And then the first half of a massive home-and-home between Humboldt and Battleford, of course, the two Nutrien Division rivals, will lock up for the first half of the home-and-home at the Access Communication Center in North Battleford with face-off at 7:30. Then on Saturday, a super Saturday in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, which means all 12 teams are taking to the ice. The Notre Dame Hounds, they will look to try and get back in the win column. They've lost 7 straight games as they head to Melville for a matchup with the Millionaires. Kindersley and Weyburn will meet again at 7 o'clock at Crescent Point Place. Same can be said between Melfort and Estevan. The rematch between Battlefords and Humboldt, the only thing different will be the change of venue at the EPA 7 o'clock puck drop. Yorkton will continue their three-game in three-night road trip in Flin Flon as they take on the Bombers. And then, of course, there's that matchup between Nipawin and LaRonge as part of Hockey Day in Saskatchewan, and that game will be taking place in Kanistano. I'll give you the heads up now. There won't be any highlights because it is a neutral site game. And finally, on Sunday, two games on the docket Sunday to wrap up the very, very busy weekend. The Yorkton Terriers and Flin Flon Bombers will meet again at the Whitney Forum. Puck drop at 4 o'clock, and then Kindersley will wrap up three games in three nights as they head to Wilcox for a meeting with the Notre Dame Hounds with puck drop at 4:30. Let's get into my game of the weekend, and usually I ask Clark this first, and of course, as you can see on the other camera, which we'll pull up here in a second, Clark is not here. It's Flamingo Clark currently sitting in for him as of right now. There he is, Flamingo Clark. Actually, Flamingo Clark has a game of the weekend, and by the looks of it, Flamingo Clark is going to take Kindersley and Weyburn on Friday night because Flamingo Clark has wings just like the Weyburn Red Wings. My game of the weekend, though, will be the matchup between Humboldt and Battleford. These two teams, of course, are in that race at the top of the SJHL standings. Between 2 and 4, only separated by 3 points, Battlefords and Humboldt have played the same amount of games. If Humboldt wants to get a little bit closer to Battlefords, they just got to get at least 3 points this weekend. A split, they'll be at the same distance apart, but they'll also be trying to try and gain some ground on Melfort as well, but Melfort has 2 games in Estevan. But Battleford and Humboldt, whether it be at the Access Communication Center in North Battleford, whether it be at the EPA in Humboldt, those are going to be great games this weekend. That is my game of the weekend. But of course, there is a lot of action in the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League this weekend. 13 games on tap. As mentioned earlier, there will not be highlights from the Nipawin and LaRonge game from Kanistano just because it is a neutral site game. But 12 games on for highlights that you can find on the SJHL YouTube channel. Be sure to follow the SJHL across all of our social medias. Of course, you can watch 12 of the 13 games this weekend all on Flow Hockey. Get your subscription today because the playoff drive, the playoffs are just around the corner, really just 2 months away from the playoffs. So the race to the postseason is on right now in the SJHL. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on X, Instagram, TikTok. Again, subscribe to the YouTube channel. There is where you're going to find all of our shows, SJHL Weekly, SJHL Insider, all the features, everything like that. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. It is free. All you got to do is log in with your Gmail, hit subscribe. It's as easy as that. And of course, we have to give, again, a big shout out to all of our great sponsors here at the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. We have a lot of them. Of course, UPL is our presenting sponsor for SJHL Insider, SJHL Weekly, all of our featured shows. Thank you so much to UPL. And of course, a big thank you to all of our great sponsors. Borgo, Cantera Seeds, Capital Auto Mall, Chevrolet, Great Western Nutrien, RBC, Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association, Sask Lotteries, Tourism Saskatchewan, UPL, Sask Energy, SGU, SGI. Thanks so much for your support. Without your support, these shows would not be possible. A shorter episode of SJHL Insider this week. Clark's not here. And quite frankly, you're probably tired of hearing my voice. So we're going to have an abbreviated episode. But thanks so much for tuning in this week to SJHL Insider, whether it be on YouTube, Apple, Spotify. Be sure to follow us across all the social media platforms. 13 games this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Get out to your local rink. Support your local team. Drive safely if you do. And of course, as always, enjoy the games this weekend, everyone.
This episode of SJHL Insider is presented by our friends at SGI. A reminder from our friends at SGI, if you do go out, have a good time, but make sure those good times can happen again by always finding a safe ride home.